Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. With a long-awaited criminal justice reform report in hand, state lawmakers soon will start debating what changes to make into law. But criminal justice reform advocates say the report is missing an important angle: measures to stop people from going to prison in the first place. WBUR's Allie Manning has more.
The report finds Massachusetts has the second lowest incarceration rate in the country, but nearly half of those released from prison end up back in court on a new charge within 3 years. To that end, the report makes recommendations aimed at reducing the recidivism rate, from giving good time credit in exchange for completing reentry programs to adding more mental health treatments. Senate President Stanley Rosenberg:
I'm mindful of the fact that we call it the Department of Corrections, not the Department of Punishment.
But others say the report only deals with half the problem and ignores the factors that lead people to prison in the first place, like mandatory minimum sentences or an inability to post bail. Rahsaan Hall is with the Massachusetts chapter of the ACLU, an organization that was not included in the working group.
There's no reason for us to really celebrate having such a low incarceration rate when we're doing so much worse than any other industrialized nations. And so I think that's part of the reason that they feel like we don't really have to get to these things.
During the unveiling of the report at the State House, speakers were interrupted by protesters holding up report cards on the reforms. They gave them an F. Those who worked on the recommendations say they're just the first step in the process and asked for patience, but advocates of reform say they're sick of waiting. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Manning.